the end of September, all trains stopped at midnight on Friday. I was called out to take stranded passengers to Wisbech. Also went to Wisbech with traders for the day, staying all day. Someone with traders, they want to say, well, I want to get to Wisbech. So I spent the whole day there. Railway man was stranded at Ely. The NUR secretary, Mr. Vale, came to see my father to hire new Ford one-tonner to take stranded men to Peterborough and bring Peterborough men back to Ely. The Ford van was quickly made ready for the road, boxes with planks for seats. After the trip to Peterborough on Saturday, Father set off to Norwich on Sunday with a load of stranded railway men, bringing back men for Peterborough, who I took through to Peterborough Sunday night. The next week I took a load of fruit to Lowestoft and brought fish from Lowestoft and groceries from Norwich to Ely. By this time, petrol stocks were being running low. The only way to get petrol was to register with the Ministry of Transport. I was instructed to report to Cattle Market, Cambridge, where I received number to be put on the side of a vehicle. I took out loads of one ton to various places as the big loads came to Cambridge by bigger lorries. I stayed there for a week. The strike finished. We were sent home. The one ton truck was sold later with the Baco attachment and flat body to a firm at Norwich. A photo was taken of the truck with the Baco, which with me at the wheel. Ministry Transport number can be seen on this salt. So I said, if I can find that photo, I've got it here somewhere. I've said a good many times I should put that on.
Was this is the one with the Baco?
Yeah, H.L. Drake.
Well, now there's another thing. You don't say anything about making the Paragon. I don't give that.
Well, what did you do to make the Paragon?
Well, the Paragon was made up with a... Do I give that here? Yes, it is. I've got it here. The War Department vehicles were sold to the general public trading estate at Slough Box. Was a depot for many makes. My father was interested in AEC chassis fitted with a Y-type Daimler engine, sleeve valve engine, being a lighter type of AEC. AEC was Associated Equipment Company, and they were the makers of London buses.
Oh, I see, yeah.
These vehicles were allowed to be brought home to buyer's depot without licence, chalked on the number plate for registration. There was no windscreen, no doors to cab, just a canopy hood with a fixed side and a rear tailboard on hinges, no lamps, solid tyres, solid front, single front, twin rear. The WD carrying load was 3 tonnes. We carried 4 to 5 tonnes on good roads. Photo of EB 3220. Well, that's a picture there, Father. Did I show it here?
Probably does.
WD carrying load was 3 tonnes. That's coming in the book. I did many trips to Spitalfield Market with potatoes and feeding stuff from docks and mills to farms, and later on chaff from Littleport to Regent Park, northwest. Load sugar and groceries to XCWS and Tate and Lyles, shipped still down to Ely. In 1922 we bought another Daimler, CE9054, to which we fitted a cupboard top, making a useful van for furniture.